In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, today the 14th of February. Glad as always to have you along, everybody. So, Janet Yellen, remember her? Most powerful economist on the planet? She went up to Capitol Hill today for a couple of days of testimony, talked about financial regulations, real estate, interest rates, of course. Here's the thing about the Fed Board of Governors, though. Federal Reserve Board of Governor member Daniel Tarullo resigned last week, effective the 5th of April, which is going to leave President Trump with three openings to fill on the seven-member board. Two were holdovers from the Obama era. Thing is that Tarullo was the point man on bank regulation after the financial crisis, and his resignation is going to give Trump an opportunity to move faster on his deregulatory agenda. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra gets us going with what that's going to mean.
One of President Trump's priorities is loosening regulations on banks. That's something over which the Fed has a good deal of control. Robert Hartwig teaches finance at the University of South Carolina.
The Fed is, in effect, the ultimate policeman when it comes to the nation's banks. It is the entity that decides who gets bailed out, who gets designated as the riskiest financial institutions in the country.
Sarah Binder, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says Trump will likely fill the Fed board with people who want to roll back financial regulation, and that those appointees may not be the academics or macroeconomist types who've governed the Fed for years.
This is not a president who's prioritizing academic knowledge or expertise.
She points to decisions Trump has made, like appointing former Goldman Sachs president Gary Cohn as a key economic advisor and declining to include the chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, an economist, in his cabinet. Mark Grant from Hilltop Securities says Trump values the private sector perspective, and we should expect to see that reflected in his Fed appointments.
My belief that Mr. Trump is going to appoint business people to the Fed and that the Fed is going to be run and governed in a very different fashion than it is currently.
These probably won't be Trump's last appointments to the Federal Reserve. Fed Chair Janet Yellen's term is up in less than a year. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.